Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is March 22, 2026. Markets are mixed after the SEC published a digital asset taxonomy and Congress signaled progress on the Clarity Act, while a stablecoin exploit raised fresh risk. Watch flows into spot Bitcoin ETFs and the market response to the Resolve Labs US ARDAPEG after an attacker minted 80 million tokens and reportedly cashed out about $25 million. The SEC taxonomy classifies most tokens as non-securities, a step market participants flagged while still seeking durable legislative certainty from Congress. Senators and White House advisors reached an agreement in principle on stablecoin yield language that may unblock the Clarity Act and could open the door to federal rules and CFTC spot market authority. Morgan Stanley's strategy note said a 2% client allocation could create $160 billion of Bitcoin demand and potentially triple the scale of BlackRock's IBIT ETF, a development that could reshape spot ETF capacity. On-chain, an early Ethereum whale identified as ThomasG.ETH bought about $19.5 million of ETH as retail demand ticks up and public firms accumulate larger treasuries. CFTC staff published FAQs clarifying expectations for a crypto collateral pilot and how firms can use digital assets as derivatives collateral. Phantom received CFTC no action relief to act as a consumer interface for regulated derivatives without registering as an introducing broker. Elsewhere, Brazil's finance minister shelved a planned crypto tax consultation. South Korea plans to transfer seized crypto to private custodians after a mnemonic leak. And a Kentucky amendment would impose strict requirements on hardware wallet providers. Key catalysts to watch today are institutional flows into spot Bitcoin ETFs, the Clarity Act recovery, market reaction to the SEC taxonomy, and the USR recovery process following the exploit. Also monitor regulatory moves such as CFTC FAQs, the Senator Durbin bill barring taxpayer-funded bailouts for crypto firms, and any reporting changes the SEC may propose. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.